Hello, Kristen here. Before we get into this episode, I wanted to tell you that the antidote is a thing that's happening. It's a series of monthly gatherings that will help you return to your body and your being over and over again in the face of, 2024, election insanity, climate change, global wars, your own personal stuff, other stuff. It's crazy out there. And it's easy to abandon yourself and freak out. The antidote is for bringing you home to yourself so that you can be safe in your being even when the world outside of you feels objectively unsafe. And because everybody's marketing at you and there's no reason for you to believe me, you can head to jointheantidote.com to grab a free recording of the first session that happened this week. So you can feel it instead of thinking about it to see if it's a good match for you. That is jointheantidote.com. Scroll all the way down and you will see a place to pop your email address in and grab the recording. Hey there, and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said. I am going to be super honest. Here's how today has gone so far. I woke up. I did my thing, my sacred thing where I go to the breakfast. You know the thing, every day. And they always have Good Morning America on. Now, we know that it's a good day because typically the deals and steals section takes between 15 and 25 minutes. And that's like, oh my God, look at these fidget spinners. They're only $2.99 sorts of deals. And t-shirts and, like, my God, this gadget, you need this gadget, and it's half off from our sponsors, right? And that's really annoying, except that when that is preempted, something really terrible has happened. And so you always hope for deals and steals, even if you're like, consumer America rally against it. So today was the largest mass shooting in the United States. And sadly, that will probably be overcome in the next year or two. And that shit takes me out because it's like it happened. And also, for some reason, news places feel that it's acceptable to show that, like, the cameras, the cell phone footage, just over and over and over and over again, as if we are not watching actual people having actual terror with actual, like, real life events. This is not a movie, but I think the media treats it like a movie. So I didn't sleep well last night anyway. I came home and took a, not gonna lie, 3-hour nap because I was like, whatever I try and make during this period, if I push really hard, is gonna be tempered by this shit. And then I was like, okay, here's what's happening. You're gonna take a nap. And then you're going to deal with this the best way you know how, which means that you do breath work. Like, in my dream, I did breath work. This is how urgent breath work was. So, and then I was like, oh my God, I've never talked about breath work. I've been like, hey guys, I'm doing breath work. And that is the extent to which I have talked about breath work. So this is not about, I hope you buy some breath work for me, because I don't think I have any spots left at the moment. You can totally sign up. You can totally go and see that later. It's at kristenkelp.com/breathe. That's fine. This is about what is it that allows you to cope with life shit that is terrible? And have you found anything that means that life takes you out for shorter periods of time? Because what we're experiencing as a nation is just wave after wave after wave after wave of, and the people that yell, just keep fighting, I'm like, there's a rhythm to this. You're hit by the wave. You're completely disoriented. And then you have to find a way to pop up get a gasp of air before you do it again. So we can't all call our senators for 24 hours a day, right? You are hit by a wave. There's a major push. And you are taken under. And you come up and you do it. There is a hurricane. And you're taken down by that. And you take some actions of your choosing, and then there's another hurricane, and, like, we are working in a rhythmic cycle here, and so pretending as if it's not happening is not going to work. That's a function of privilege. And pretending like it's always happening 24 hours a day is going to burn us out so quickly. So, and if you're not in the United States, I'm using United States-centric language here, but there's a rhythm. There's a bad news takes you down, and then how do you bring yourself back up? Like, if you were in the ocean and there are waves going over you, what is it that helps you to come up faster to get a breath? So, in my sense, that is actual breath work. And if you're like, okay, well, explain this shit, here's what happened. So we're beyond the realm of logic at this point, meaning that I had worked with Erin Telford years ago as an acupuncturist, and she had done some amazing work for me. But she's in New York City, so I would have to get a train to another train to see her for an hour and a half, and then get some lunch to get a train to another train to go home. So it was like a 9 or 10 hour experience to see her for an hour and a half. And that was a bit much. So I kept going to acupuncture, but stopped going to her because it was so much work. And I didn't really pay attention to her for a few years, which is my fault, by the way. Apologies to Erin. And then one day she sent on Instagram and to her email list, like, oh, look, this is this thing that I'm doing, and you can do a virtual breathwork session. And I was like, okay. And we've talked about sensing the sparkle here in the podcast. And I was like, this is so sparkly. This is so sparkly. I'm going to go ahead and do this. So I did it. And while I was doing breathwork, I don't know where, like, time ceased to exist. I became one with all that is, that sort of a thing. It was truly miraculous and amazing. And all you do when you do breath work, in case you're like, this sounds creepy, or this sounds like a witchy thing, or this sounds like very difficult, or this sounds, okay, here's what happens. You lie down. If you're standing up, you will probably pass out. You lie down. just flat. You can have a blanket over you or not. And then you breathe in through your belly, into your heart, and then out your mouth, all with an open mouth, all through the mouth, okay? So I'm going to do like 5 breaths to show you how breath work works. Ready? That's it. And you do that between 25 and 45 minutes with a guide with you to, you know, you say some things, you move some energy. That's the extent to which breath work is complicated. You lie down. That's me breathing into my chest, my heart, and out. And that's it. So, and those ragged edges that you feel, those are me being like, oh God, you're talking about this. And so my breath is getting caught in my throat, obviously. So breath work is the thing I've found that allows me to process my emotions and like scrub out my internal grime without taking it out on anyone, without projecting it on anyone, and without refusing to take responsibility for it. Because with our emotions, we tend to try and either stuff them down or blame someone else. And so breathwork allows me to feel them, mostly at hyperspeed, to process whatever's going on without using words or logic or the traditional sort of talk therapy model of, tell me about that, talk to me about that, what does your mind have to say about that? It completely bypasses all of that. And when I'm listening to a recording, I am at home, in my bed, with my essential oils diffusing, and sometimes my candles lit, and I am like safe and warm and cozy and soft, and I know that everything is okay. And then I will be all right for 45 minutes while I do this. This is the only way that I am still okay post-Trump election, post-Muslim ban 3.0, post we're still calling white terrorists lone gunmen, post all of these things that are horrendous and horrific that we're looking at as a society. This is how I'm sane. This is how I do it. And I'm getting work done today. A year ago, I would have been down for the whole day, if not tomorrow. 6 months ago, I would have been down for the whole day. So breathwork is allowing me to honor my own humanity, to be in my body, to be with myself and my emotions in a way that is not judgmental, and to work through everything in a way that keeps me clear and available to my own work and to my clients' work as needed. All of which are incredibly valuable to my life, to my business, and to the way I function. Not to mention, like, I don't just have to lie in bed all day, which is awfully nice. So you can totally check if there are breathwork sessions with me available. That's fine. At kristenkelf.com/breathwork. But again, the point is, what allows you to cope with what is going on? Is it physical activity? Do you need to run 8 miles today? Is it that you paint, or you sew, or you draw, or you have an outlet? Is it that you require an extra hour or two of reading time, or solitude in general? Is it a walk? Is it being with a body of water? Like, communing with the ocean is so, so important when you feel overwhelmed. Is it taking some kind of action? And by taking some kind of action, I do not mean Tim Ferriss-like productivity. I mean very specific action that helps you feel as if you are capable of making a difference today. So that might be making a donation, that might be volunteering, that might be reposting pertinent articles to help people remember who they are and that we've been here before in some capacity and that we'll be here again, unfortunately, in some capacity. Is it making sure that tonight you snuggle with your children extra hard and with your partner extra hard and with your dogs and cats, you let them love you completely? What is it that allows you to come up for air, and can you make more room for that in your life? That's the reason that you need input. And you, whenever there's something that's big like this that requires emotional output, because it's making you feel things whether you like it or not, you're going to require input that's proportional. So where are you getting input? Where are you getting just the most nourishing soul food? And are you sleeping? If you're allowed to sleep more, you're a human. You're allowed to be human. Are you eating nutrition? I know you want to eat fucking Cheetos all day. God damn it. I understand completely and totally. There's also a part of you that needs, like, lentils and spinach and quinoa and proteins and roasted vegetables, and to make the transition of the seasons in the best way you know how. Are you hydrating? Are you capable of being present to what is and taking really good care of yourself at the same time, in whatever capacity, in your spiritual sense, in your emotional sense, in your physical sense? I have a slight Italian accent. Are you capable of holding on to the three threads here of the physical world? So nutrition, hydration, sleep, sex, movement. Those are so important right now when a wave comes. Are you capable of entering your interior continent right now? So it's going to seem dark and black and like, I don't want to go there. Don't want to do this. I can't see a thing except how sad / scared / angry I am. Those are generally the choices. Your brain does sadness, anger, fear, and joy. That's all it really has in there. And everything else is nuance. And you're probably not feeling joyful when you look at the news today. So sad, angry, scared. Which one is in there? All three are in there. Talk about that. You can journal. You can talk about that with someone you love. You just need to go in there and take a look around instead of pretending that it's not happening, or pretending that you should be over it by now, or calling yourself too sensitive, or saying that you're doing it wrong somehow for feeling things, because you're not. And then your truest work, where are you connected to in some part what you're meant to do in the world? And if you're like, I don't have the slightest fucking clue, is there anything in life that seems to have life and that seems to draw you toward it? That's all we're going for. So if breathwork is sparkly, go toward that, because it's going to draw you into something that's nifty and wonderful and that will help you. If becoming a ski instructor is sparkly, then go and do that. If there's a difference between shiny and sparkly. So shiny is like, ooh, this is a good distraction. And sparkly, as I define it, is like, this thing calls to me and I don't understand, but I'm going to go toward that thing anyway. So it can be as simple as a restaurant is sparkly, and as complex as a university degree program and an unexpected field is sparkly. There's a whole range there. Just watch the sparkle. It's going to draw you deeper into your own self, into your own life, into your own existence, into your own fulfillment, and into your own importance in the world. It's not going to let you play as if you don't know or as if you don't matter, which is terrifying, but also important. So, if you want to be part of coming up after the wave, what helps you cope? Where are you keeping track of what helps you cope and your input? Are you staying connected to the physical world via your breath, your nutrition, your body, your sleep, your hydration? Are you staying connected to the interior continent? Because you want to just shut down, back out like it's a garage and just be like, and just leave the garage empty forever. You will never want to go in there again. I get it. And are you staying connected to your truest work? And that can be as simple as, what is sparkly today? And will I let myself be drawn toward it? And then you do what you got to do. You cope the way you got to cope. But you're learning to come up faster and faster. And you're learning to do this human thing. And we're all learning to do this human thing better and with more grace and dignity than ever before. So may you know what it is to cope more deeply and more quickly than you thought possible when you watch the news or see the news or hear the news. May you give in to the tidings of despair in shorter and shorter and shorter amounts of minutes. May you remember that the majority of the world is kind, is good, is at its center, like you. And may you know at some deep fundamental level that we are all in this together. We are all in this human thing, being humans together. And we're doing it. We're doing it poorly. And with Cheetos. But we're doing it. And may you find ways to be with yourself despite your many human characteristics and how annoying they are at times. Because I totally get that. Thank you so, so much for listening. I am at kayakristenkelp.com, and if you need a place to pay attention to right now, head to just do a Google search for Together Rising, and their latest campaign will, I'm sure, be related to efforts on the part of whatever news is happening today. So take a look. Thank you so much, guys. Bye. Thank you for listening. One more time, The Antidote is a series of monthly gatherings to help you come back to your body, your being, and your breath when it's most likely that you'll self-abandon. The Antidote is the antidote to trying to do everything all alone, all by yourself, while you grow more stressed and you're generally freaking out and telling everyone you're fine, while quietly, or not so quietly, scream sobbing in a private place between tasks. Let's not do that. Let's try something different. This is a really simple format, one gathering a month on the first Tuesday of the month until the 2024 election.
So we're practicing the skills that we will need in November now. And we're getting really comfortable with body, breath, and being now. And that's available to you at jointheantidote.com. There's a free recording. You can sign up. You can get more details. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.